How do we get more people on the bus? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Rennie Short, professor of public policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, examines how public transportation fits better into the futures of our cities.
We are falling behind in the quality, reliability, and even the very safety of our transport infrastructure. Why has the U.S. let its public transit slip so far? At least four reasons can be cited. The first is the early and continuing embrace of the private car as a form of urban transport. With cheap gas and low-density suburban sprawl, public transport became less viable. New suburban cities after World War II were built around the private automobile. Second, mass transit systems that had been owned by private companies were abandoned or effectively dismantled in the late 1940s and 50s. Many mass transit systems were taken over by municipalities, and this led to a high-cost, low-revenue system dependent on the vagaries of federal, state, and city funding. Meanwhile, car drivers were not charged for the social costs of their accidents, pollution, and congestion. The third reason is that all infrastructure ages and needs costly maintenance and continual improvement. And there are many other claims on government spending. Our infrastructure chasm is a quiet, slow-moving, but relentless crisis. Fourth, there is a deeper tension. The decline of our city's infrastructure is one expression of the loss of faith in the public realm as a place of beauty and efficiency, and is an embodiment of our anger and our pessimism. However, we may be at the cusp of a generational shift in attitudes to the car and mass transit. Millennials lack their parents' and grandparents' love affair with the automobile. Cities and cars were never a good fit. Urban public transport may come to be seen as a more desirable and more sustainable way of getting around the city.
That was John Rennie Short of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. We'll be right back.